Up next on Downtown, friend of the show who is going to be back on your televisions on Sunday night, Easter Sunday, with the Beverly Hills Dog Show, presented by Purina, John O'Hurley, joining us again this afternoon. John, welcome back.
Thank you very much for the very special reason to be here.
Absolutely. Very exciting. Well, you got the team together. David Fry, Mary Carrillo, Tara, Johnny, the whole crew is there.
And plus, 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 this is going to be the Beverly Hills Dog Show, presented by Purina, and you can only imagine with a name like that, we've got to turn the dial up to 11.
Yeah, what are some things that will be a little different than what we're accustomed to seeing when you're on during the Thanksgiving broadcast?
Well, you'll see a much different arena. We've had a chance to go back and kind of redesign this a little bit, David and I, and with the help of our wonderful production crew. But this is a dog show done differently. We have a lot of kind of extra treats along with it. And we've also redesigned the Best in Show ring, the arena, for the final showing of the seven best dogs in the show is going to be presented a la Victoria's Secret Runway.
I love the sound of that already.
And it'll have red carpet, celebrities on either side. You'll see the likes of Bo Derek, also representatives there from our Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, and many other celebs. Not only some of the celebs are actually participating in the show.
Well, and as I understand, too, this is not a one-off deal, but something that may become a regular feature.
Oh, I guarantee you it will. We're very excited about it. It's going to be a great addition to the lineup that we have that includes the Thanksgiving show as well. And I would say more to come as Purina and NBC Productions gets more and more into this arena that we enjoy so much each year.
Well, you own Thanksgiving. Is this part of a John O'Hurley master plan to just be the face of our holidays now?
It's exactly right. I'm starting with dogs, moving to cats, and then when I finally own the gerbil world, I'll know that I have completed my run.
Well, that's a sure sign for anybody there. Well, you're such a busy guy, so much going on. You just completed a very successful run in New York City at Cafe Carlyle of your one-man show, A Man with Standards. How was that experience?
You know, I got to say, I've been doing the show for a year and a half now, and this was the greatest experience that I've had in that world of kind of one-man show arenas. The show is in great shape. It got some of the best reviews I've had any time in my career. And I love doing this show because, A, it's a memoir show, but, B, it supports that wonderful period of the 50s and the 60s and the songs of the great American songbook, the Henry Mancini's, the Frank Sinatra's, and also parallels the stories of my life. So I use these this music to really create theme songs for the unusual stories I've had, and most of them very humorous.
And you take the show around the country as well as still continuing to tour with Chicago.
I also have Chicago. I'll be actually going back on the road May 2nd through 7th in Providence, Rhode Island, which is the home of my alma mater, Providence College, and also part of their 100th year anniversary celebration. So they're going to be doing a special night there at the show, which is great. It gives me a chance to kind of make a full circle and come back from whence I came as a lowly theater student back there in the class of 1976.
And you were back on Broadway doing, the longest-running musical in the history of the theater.
I finished a nice run over the holidays as El Gallo in The Fantastics, also a show that I did back in college. So again, I'm having a chance to retrace my steps a little bit, but I have to pinch myself every time I think of that half look over the shoulder from whence I came.
We're talking with John O'Hurley this Sunday night, 8 p.m. on the USA Network, the Beverly Hills Dog Show, presented by Purina. You've also got a brand new movie that's coming out, and I understand that you based your character in Swing Away on a certain larger-than-life businessman.
Indeed. Swing Away is a wonderful film. It's just one of the most enjoyable experiences I've had in film. I was over in Greece shooting it, of all places, so don't cry for me. but I had a great experience over there, and this character is so much fun. And yes, I did channel Donald Trump for this. In fact, actually created the character kind of around him. Not from his political standpoint or perspectives, but from the standpoint purely as an American capitalist who will go in aggressively and pursue a deal. And he has done that on several occasions around the world, in the world of golf, most notably in the British Isles recently, where although he produced a very successful golf course, it didn't come without a lot of pushback from the locals. And that's really what the film is about. It sets up that kind of us against them type of feeling, and I'm the antagonist. So, but it's a nice character to play around with, and boy, do we have fun doing it. And I tell you, I can't watch this film when I see Swing Away. I've seen it 4 times now in screenings, and every time my eyes well up at the end. It's a wonderful film.
And you got to play golf as well.
Yeah, I know. And not only that, play golf in the movie. In fact, a complete 18-hole challenge round, kind of a la Caddyshack. So it's I got to play more golf than I've ever played in my life in the span of a week.
Now, speaking of golf, I know you're very busy. Did you have a chance to see any of the Masters last week?
I did. You know, that's a don't miss for us. My wife and I have, you know, we have our standard betting, and my little 10-year-old son is now dipping into the arena, too. Last year, he just out of the blue happened to pick Danny Willett just because he liked the name.
Wow.
So, and there's your winner. So that taught us a big lesson about what we know about golf or what we think we know. But we had a great time. My wife picked Sergio, so and I, oddly enough, had Justin Rose. So it it was right down to the finish and an absolutely fantastic Masters, and it couldn't have been more exciting.
Now, we'd be making some more baseball appearances this year to throw out some more first pitches.
Well, I'd tell you, you know, just the chance to see Benintendi up there in Portland last summer was such a thrill, and to see how far he's come and how he holds potential for the Red Sox in the future is it's so nice to be able to say I was there when he was there at Portland for the Sea Dogs. He reminds me a little bit of a young Tony Canigliaro, the way that he is shaping up to be an all-purpose player on every field, every part of the arena. Yes, I will be. I'm going to be going around to several of the minor league stadiums this year, and we'll have my son in tow, and the father-son act will continue. We love doing it. It's a lot of fun. We sing the anthem. We catch the throw out and catch the first pitch, and then he and I do take me out to the ball game at the seventh inning. So for a father and a son who love the game of baseball, you couldn't have a more special tandem there.
Now, is Will putting some pressure on you to make sure you throw a strike?
Oh, the first last thing he says as he walks away from the mound, he says, "Daddy, don't embarrass me."
So will you also get a...
And I proceed to throw it right over his head.
Well, there. Will you get a chance to come back to New England, your place in Vermont, or a trip to Maine and all?
We'll be back in Vermont in June and hopefully wander over to my better half, the shores of my home state of Maine there. I'd like to stop a little and spend some time in Ogunquit there. I want to kind of zero in on that Ogunquit Playhouse and see if there's anything that... I might be able to set up to do over there during one of my summers because I just love that place, and it just reminds me of all of the great things about the coast of Maine.
So we just completed our annual contest we call Downtown Madness, a fun little thing where listeners vote for their favorite guest. You were the defending champion. We don't let our champions participate. We just assume that you would win. So you weren't in the running this year. As fate would have it, your friend Bryan Cranston won.
Well, you couldn't have had a better interview. I remember his interview with you, and actually I listened to it afterwards. And, you know, Bryan is, in addition to being my dearest and longest friend, he's a very profound guy, and there's a lot there. So you can imagine how much fun when he and I get together and have lunch or dinner together. But I did listen to the interview, and deservedly so, to be the winner.
Well, and he was wonderful. We appreciate your efforts on getting him on the show for us and appreciate you making time for us this afternoon. We're excited that you and the whole crew will be part of another holiday, Easter Sunday night on the USA Network. John O'Hurley, the Beverly Hills Dog Show, presented by Purina. Can't wait for it Sunday night. And John, as always, thank you for making time for us and hope you and your family have a great Easter.
You're the best. Nice to talk to you.
John, thanks again. Appreciate it.